The more you see with love, the more love you'll create. And love conquers all limited beliefs. And based on the research I've collected as a health detective regarding the facts of what happens to human beings as they grow and evolve, we can see how living in the fear zone really brings the frequency down, which can then make you feel really cold, like you're living in the dark, and it's lonely. And if you stay there too long, you get angry, frustrated. You act out and do strange things that aren't in alignment with your higher self. And the higher self only feels good. So you don't feel good, your higher self feels good, you create a tug of war, and you never feel good. Your body aches, you're usually sick, tired, and fat in some way. You engage in self-sabotaging ways, and those ways take you down paths that only lead to more of where you're at. So it's a vicious cycle, isn't it? So you're not able to tap into new ideas and breakthroughs that can lead to new places and people and opportunities that are for your highest and best good. And it sucks when you can't rise above where you're at, especially if you know you're meant for more. If you know there's more to who you've become and what you're really here for. But if you do the work to raise your frequency through the daily practice of self-love and self-care, then you will find your way home. Maybe it's not permanent at first, and maybe it's not really what you want. But it's the small steps of feeling comfortable that get you to what you want. You just have to keep showing up and have faith and trust in the process. And eventually, one day, you'll show up and love will take you by the hand and bring you in like a warm blanket, and she'll hold you in a way that might not really make sense right away. But she feels so good and you feel so understood, you can't help but let go of all those stories you've been holding on to. But that doesn't mean accepting love is easy, because it's not. If you've never really been in love, then it's hard to let her in when she shows up. It's hard to see past all the past stories that made you afraid to love love. It's hard to love love if fear makes you afraid of her, because he reminds you of all the times love failed you. But the good news is, once you know her even a little bit, you know she's addictive. Get enough. She's like the best sex you've ever had. She makes you feel limitless. She makes you feel like she's worth being with, which means you know how to get home then. You know how important it is to follow the path that feels good, the path of least resistance. So you pay attention to the stories you tell and you stop being who you are. You be who you are. You let go of the control. You let go of the layers that make you feel like you're not good enough. You look for the light every day, even if it hurts. You look for ways to feel satisfied by taking the time to give to yourself. So, you do things like warm baths and low light and candles. So things like a good smoothie and music that's soothing. So things like a full body massage that gets rid of all your knots. So things like a warm cup of tea or coffee and maybe a generous slice of apple pie on the side. So maybe like spending time by the ocean or near rivers and streams, because they remind you of how to flow at the same tempo as the earth's heartbeat. Because that's what water is, if you ask me. It's pure love, and all the answers you need to become like her are there. You just have to get still and listen. And let the messages of success imprint in your cells so you can change the fear you've been so conditioned to. Love. And thus, you'll fall in love with love. And therein lies the path to your higher self.
Thank you for listening. I love you.